This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Problems with a student federal financial aid application hurt some enrollment at Colorado's colleges, but total enrollment is strong. This year, CU Boulder and Metropolitan State University of Denver have both seen a drop in the number of first-year, first-generation students. Officials at Fort Lewis College in Durango say they're facing similar challenges. Still, overall enrollments at the colleges are up. And Colorado State University saw its second largest incoming class in its history. Many officials say the problem stems from changes to the FAFSA form, which they say should improve this year. Colorado's 8th congressional district may be a toss-up seat, but CPR's Caitlin Kim reports one candidate has a clear lead when it comes to fundraising.
Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo, who's running for re-election in the state's only toss-up seat, raised more than $2.2 million in the latest fundraising quarter. Republican challenger Gabe Evans raised just under $990,000. Evans has $820,000 cash on hand for the last few weeks, while Caraveo has $2.3 million. Outside groups are also pouring money into this race, so expect to see more ads and flyers for this contest, which could help decide which party controls the House. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Aurora Police Department is responding to criticism for recruiting new officers at last week's campaign rally for former President Donald Trump. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain said in social media posts that the department recruits at all major gatherings and that they are an apolitical organization. The department says it would also recruit at rallies for Kamala Harris. You are listening to CPR News.